The Reynolds Aluminum Program with Fibber McGee and Molly. The Reynolds Metals Company, makers of Reynolds Aluminum, presents Fibber McGee and Molly, transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Keith Fowler and directed by Max Hutto, with music by the King's Men and Billy Mills Orchestra. What every farmer wants is more income, less outgo. And that's exactly what you get with Reynolds Lifetime Aluminum Roofing and Siding. A two-way profit stretch. You get more income because aluminum's heat reflection keeps your barns and poultry houses cooler in summer. And that means higher milk yield, more eggs, more weight gain per feed dollar for hogs, beef cattle, broilers. Then you cut costs, too, with Reynolds Aluminum Roofing and Siding. No painting, practically no maintenance year after year. Reynolds' strong, solid-rolled sheets are easy to apply, which cuts costs again. Those are all good reasons why today's low-cost, labor-saving farm buildings are being designed with aluminum. Build this modern way yourself. Write for descriptive literature on the new pole barns designed by Reynolds Farm Institute. Just drop a postcard to Farm Buildings, Reynolds Metals Company, Louisville 1, Kentucky. There's an old saying that two is company and three is a crowd. But that's not always true, because here at 79 Wistful Vista is a crowd of three, and only one of them is company. It's Mayor LaTrivia, having tea and conversation with Fibber McGee and Molly.
Sure you won't have another slug of tea, Mr. Mayor?
No, thank you, Molly. I've already had two cups.
Three.
McGee, don't be rude, dear.
I'm not being rude. I'm just being accurate. My gosh, don't begrudge the guy another shot of oolong. It's just dry leaves and hot water. Go on, LaTrivia, take a fourth cup.
No, thank you. I must get back to the city hall and take care of...
Oh, relax, LaTrivia. The city hall will still be there when you get back. Even that bunch of run-down wart heels you got working for you won't steal the building. Or will they?
Well, let's just say that they haven't so far. Well, thank you so much, Molly. It's been very pleasant.
Good of you to drop in, Your Honor.
What's all the rush, Homer?
Well, I'm pretty busy today with our traffic campaign, McGee.
With your what?
What traffic campaign?
Oh, didn't you know?
No.
We're starting to crack down on careless drivers. Very intensive campaign. Drastic penalties for every violation. We've put so many men on motorcycles, we'll soon have the only bow-legged police force in the country.
Well, isn't that wonderful?
Well, it's about time, LaTrivia. People are beginning to think them white lines down the middle of the pavement are from a leaky milk wagon.
Exactly. The only way our fire department can find a hydrant these days is to look behind a parked car. But starting today, we're going to...
Oh, pardon me, Mr. Mayor. Come in. Oh, hello, Ollie.
Oh, hi, Ollie.
Well, good morning, Mrs., and the same to you, McGee. Well, you too, Mr. Mayor.
And good morning, Ollie.
May Mrs. ask me to return this shawl she borrowed to go to the kindergarten play yesterday, Mrs. Thank you.
Oh, my stole. Well, I'm glad she could use it. How was the entertainment, Ollie? Nice?
Oh, it was very amusing, Mrs. 32 little kids, all 6 years old. The entertainment was mostly the teacher breaking up fights and wiping 32 little noses.
Sounds like good, clean fun.
What's your kid do, Ollie? Recite?
If what else?
Yeah?
The teacher gets Little Ollie up on the stage and says, now we have Humpty Dumpty by Little Ollie Svensson.
Must have been cute.
So the teacher says, Humpty Dumpty sat on her, and then she waits, and Little Ollie spits out a hunk of necktie and kicks the little girl next to him.
He must have killed the audience.
His mama was going to kill him, I know that. Finally, the teacher says, come on, Ole. Humpty Dumpty took a big, and little Ole says fall, and everybody claps hands like 60. Oh, he's a smart little fella, that kid.
Smart? You call that smart?
Sure. The teacher does all the work, and little Ole took all the bows. I tell the missus that boy'll grow up to be mayor of this town someday.
Yeah. Tell him he can have it any day now.
Well, thanks again for the shawl, missus. My missus was going to bring it back herself, but she was driving downtown this morning and she had a lot of trouble with the law.
My gosh, they caught her early, did they? What was she doing, speeding?
No, she made a left turn a little short at 14th and Oak, and the door handle clipped two brass buttons off the front end of a policeman.
My, was she pretty upset about it, Ollie?
Oh, but the policeman sure was upset. He went badge over belt buckle three times and landed on his feet with his pencil in one hand and his ticket book in the other. Well, I go see if I can bail out now. So long, all you fellas.
Goodbye, Ollie.
Well, he's a very philosophical chap, Swenson, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, but I don't hold that against him. I like Ollie.
Oh, do you have to go, Mr. Mayor?
Oh, yes, yes, I really must get back and check up on our traffic drive, Molly. All I can say is it's a good thing you're not driving today, McGee.
Oh, it is, eh? Why is it so good that I'm not driving and who says I ain't?
Now, McGee, he just meant...
I know what he meant. He meant I was bound to get pinched for something. Am I right, Latrivia?
Quite.
Why, McGee is a wonderful driver, Mr. Mayor, as long as you don't get in his way.
Betcha. If you think them cops of yours are going to keep me bottled up in the house today, you're barking up the wrong kettle of fish. That's what you're barking up the wrong kettle.
Well, I didn't say that, McGee. I merely said that it would be a good
idea. McGee, you told me you were going to stay inside today and relax.
How can I relax when the police force in this town challenges my constitutional rights? I know the traffic regulations in this burg as good as they do. Better. Every time I drive downtown, they explain a new one to me.
I'm quite familiar with your driving, McGee. If you went out today, you'd have a citation before you got out of your own driveway.
How much dough you got that says so?
$5.
Okay. You just made yourself a little wager, fella. By George, I'll show you what an honest taxpayer can get away with. Hey, Molly, you get the car out of the garage while I get my keys.
It is out of the garage, dearie.
Huh?
You didn't put it away when you came home last night.
I didn't? Oh, well, that saves me some time. Where's my car keys?
You left them in the car.
That must be the reason...
Must be the reason for what, Latrivia?
There's a policeman out in front putting a ticket on your windshield.
Oh.
Leaving your keys in the ignition is a violation in Wistful Vista, you know. You can just mail me the $5.
Well,
and stay off the street today. Good day, Molly.
Billy Nelson, the orchestra, and I'm Just Wild About Harry. Thank you.
What's the speedometer say, kiddo? I don't dare take my eyes off the road.
13 miles an hour.
Huh?
Better slow down, dearie. Here's a red light.
Okay.
Why did you shut your motor off?
Because I'm no fool, that's why. No cop is going to dash up to me and say I didn't come to a full stop. I'll wave the ignition key right in his big red puss and dare him to pinch me.
You know, there's a policeman every 10 feet all over town, too.
I know it.
I haven't seen so many stars since I fell out of the window while shaking a rug.
Me either, but it isn't the number of them that annoys me. It's their sneaky tactics. They always come up behind you. They never step out in front of a speeding car and tell
you... The light is green, dearie.
Huh? Oh, yeah. You watch for the stoplights now, Molly. I want to keep my eyes on the road.
All right, if a policeman... Oh, McGee, look, isn't that Mr. Wimple standing on the corner?
Where? Oh, yeah, I'll pick him up.
Oh, take it easy, McGee.
That's okay, baby, I have my hand out. I'm legal. Hi, Wimp.
Hello, Mr. Wimple, can we give you a lift?
Hello, folks. Yes, thanks very much. I see you're driving very carefully, Mr. McGee.
He certainly is, Mr. Wimple. You could change tires at this speed.
I'm taking no chances today, Wimp. I even took the seat covers off. They were fast colors.
You know, you were smart not to be out in your car today, Mr. Wimple. I understand they got a man this morning for driving under the influence of his wife.
Well, they won't get me again today, by gracious. I've had my ticket. I was up early this morning.
No kidding, Wimp. Speeding?
No, just walking.
Huh? Walking? You got arrested for walking?
Yes. Isn't that silly? You see, I was just walking across an intersection, reading my bird book.
Your what, Wimp?
My bird book.
Oh.
And then it happened.
What happened?
The traffic policeman came over and asked me what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
I said nothing, just reading my bird book. I'm a bird watcher. And he said, what a coincidence. So am I. I've been watching Jays walking all day long, and you're one of them, and here's the ticket that'll cost you $5 in cost. And he blew a blast on his whistle and bawled the junior out of the big boy in a Buick.
You see, McGee, they are giving tickets for everything.
Not to me, they ain't. I know my rights.
Look out, red light.
Pretty quick stop, eh, Wimp? Hey, where is Wimp?
Here I am, Mr. McGee. You stopped so quickly, I fell off the seat.
Oh.
Did we hit somebody?
No, Mr. Wimple, it's just a stoplight. All right, McGee, it's turning green.
So am I, Mrs. McGee. May I get out here? Thank you.
Is this where you wanted to go, Wimp?
Yes. Wherever it is, this is it. But I hope you don't get any citations. Goodbye now.
Bye, Mr. Wimp. You know, I think you frightened Mr. Wimple a little, dearie.
Ah, patah. I never drove more careful in my life. That guy gets frightened at card tricks.
Well, lots of people. McGee, your engine is smoking.
Oh, why not? It's old enough. I guess driving so slow in second gear kind of heaved her up a little bit, though. I'll park till it cools off.
There's a policeman watching you and looking at his watch.
Yeah, I saw the big ox. But don't worry, this is a 10-minute parking zone. And just so he don't get the idea he's got me buffaloed, I'm going to sit right here till... Oh, hey, here comes Wilcox.
Oh, yes. Hello, Mr. Wilcox.
Hi, Molly.
Hi.
Hey, don't look now, pal, but there are two policemen down the street who've got their eyes on you.
So what? I'm parked legal. I got 9 minutes left in this zone. Hey, did they put the sleeve on you yet, Junior?
Yep. Over parking. Oh, I've had quite a day today, pal.
Yeah, what happened, Hilo?
Well, the cop was making out my ticket, you see.
Uh-huh.
And he happened to ask me what business I was in.
Oh. That was a fatal mistake.
Yeah.
Well, I thought real fast, and I said, I'm in the protection business, I said. I sell protection. And he said, oh-ho, a racket guy, eh? Well, let's just go tell that to the judge, he said.
My gosh, that was pretty stupid of you, Junior. Took you down, did he?
By the collar of my coat.
Heavenly days.
You kids should have seen me in that courtroom, pleading my own case.
Yeah.
I was dynamite.
Oh, but you was.
Your Honor, I said, what is the greatest institution in America? The American home, I said.
You thought that speech up yourself?
Well, I may have read it someplace, Molly. I sell protection for that home, I said. Protection through the use of Reynolds aluminum.
Oh, if that ain't dragging it in by the
protection against summer heat. with Reynolds reflective insulation. Protection against all kinds of weather through the use of aluminum windows with their combination screens and storm sash. Protection against sticking and warping with aluminum doors.
Must have created quite a stir in the courtroom when you took off into left field like that.
Oh, I had them spellbound. I turned to the women in the courtroom and I said, "Ladies, close your eyes and picture the home of your dreams."
Yeah, and that's where they should have been, too, instead of hanging around the courtroom.
"Picture lovely, colorful aluminum awnings that shade every window," I said. "As you walk up the steps to your aluminum door, your husband carries you across an aluminum threshold into a living room where the baseboards are gleaming, shining, everlasting aluminum." Well, I tell you, a cheer rang out through the courtroom.
Who cheered?
I did.
Oh, I see.
Well, then I went on. I said...
Oh, there's more.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. I said, "The doorknobs and locks in your modern home are aluminum.
Oh?
The ducts in your heating and ventilating system, the gutters, the downspouts, even the nails the house is built with are all made of that modern, everlasting metal, aluminum. Reynolds aluminum." Then I took a dramatic pause and waited for someone to speak.
Who spoke?
The judge. He said, $10 in cost. See you later, kid.
Dirty, sneaky. That guy makes that stuff up.
Well, somebody does, that's for sure. McGee, look, that's the second time that policeman has gone around the block on his motorcycle. I don't like the way he looks at us.
Oh, don't let that worry you, Snooky. I'm legal in this spot for 3 minutes yet. Oh, hi, Doc.
Well, Dr. Gamble. Hello, Doctor.
Hello, Molly. What are you doing out on the street in plain sight of all these policemen, Leadfoot? I hope you have your catcher's mitt with you.
Catcher's mitt?
Yeah, the way you drive, they'll undoubtedly throw the book at you today.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, he's so safe today, he scares me, Doctor. How are you making out, or should I ask?
As a matter of fact, my dear, they got me.
Good.
I was handed the first traffic ticket today that I've had since medical school when we drove the new motorized wheelchair through 3 stoplights at 4 a.m.
Oh, that's too bad, Doctor. What was it for?
Well, we usually had 2 or 3 accident cases an hour at the hospital. This morning, not a one came in.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Well, it was very restful, but I was puzzled. I finally jumped in my car, raced downtown to see what was going on, and got a ticket for speeding.
Well, that is a shame.
And the cop tells me I'm the kind of guy who fills up our hospitals. Incidentally, you know you're in a 10-minute zone?
I'm watching it, Docie. I'm watching it. Those blue serge buckaroos are going to find me harder to pinch than a mermaid at 40 fathoms.
Personally, I wouldn't dare drive today myself. My driver's license is expired.
Oh, no, it couldn't have expired, kiddo. You got yours the same day I got mine.
An interesting statement.
But, McGee, mine has expired. That means yours has, too.
Oh, no, you're mistaken, Snooky. Here, I'll show you what... Oh, my gosh! My license! My wallet! I haven't got them! I left my wallet at home! Shh, quiet, they'll hear me.
Oh, this is great. We've been 9 minutes in a 10-minute zone with an overheated motor, no driver's license, and 3 policemen walking towards us.
Huh? Where? Where? Oh, brother. Well, I'll see you later, Doc. I'm getting out of here. Fast. I mean slow.
The King's Men and the Iowa Indian Song.
The sun will shine. The rain will fall. July in Iowa, 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 Iowa. Back there.
it'll grow sky high.
High by the 6th of July in Iowa.
McGee, there's a squad car coming up on the left.
Well, smile, Anna Molly. Smile. They ain't got anything on me that they know of. Smile wider.
I can't smile any wider. My ears are in the way. Here they are, McGee, right next to you.
Oh, they are, eh? Oh, hi, boys. Mighty fine job you boys are doing today. Mighty fine. I'll mention you boys to the chief.
That was the chief.
Oh. If I'd known that. Uh-oh, stoplight. Here, you hold the ignition key till the light turns green.
This is pretty silly, McGee. You don't have to shut the motor off at every intersection.
I know, but I just don't trust myself.
But what if you can't get it started again sometime? Then we will get a ticket for holding up traffic.
My gosh, I never thought of that. Give me the ignition key.
Here. See what I mean?
Flooded the distributor, I guess. I guess I'm just nervous. You just be patient, sir. I'll be out of here in a moment.
There you go.
Windbag. Them are the kind of smart guys that ought to get tickets, not guys like me that stay inside the law.
You're perfectly right, dearie, but do you have to see how far inside of it you can get? We're only doing 7 miles an hour.
Oh, I can't afford to get picked up. Well, now they got my driver's license on me. If I ever get home without a ticket, I'm going to have that license tattooed right on my chest by George.
There's another policeman, McGee, writing out a ticket.
For what? I didn't do anything. Oh, you mean for somebody else?
Of course.
A little jumpy, that's all. My gosh, I was getting along fine at home this morning till that Latrivia came in there and opened up his big fat mouth. I ought not to vote for that guy tonight. Hey, look. There's our home. Our own little home, Molly.
Pretty, isn't it?
Oh, I never been so glad to see that little house since I... What's that?
What's what?
That.
It's what you think it is.
Can you see it? Hey, maybe it's a fire engine, Molly. Maybe our house is a fire. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Oh, I hope it's...
Put over to the car, mister.
Dad rat. What did I do now? Doggone it, I was almost home and...
He means business, too, McGee. He's parking his motorcycle right in front of us. Watch your language now, dearie.
I will. I'll be so mealy-mouthed, you won't have the heart to bawl me out.
You're Mr. McGee, aren't you?
Yeah.
You may not know it, sir, but we're having a little safe driving campaign on today.
And... Oh, I know, officer. I think it's a wonderful idea.
Yeah, he knows it, officer. Yeah. Somebody mentioned it to us this morning.
Yeah.
Well, I was assigned to watch you, Mr. McGee. I've had my eye on you all the way home.
Well, if I've accidentally done anything wrong, officer, I'll certainly correct it right away. Yes, sir. Just a friendly warning. That's all I need. It doesn't take a ticket for me to catch on.
Well, I didn't say anything about a ticket, Mr. McGee.
No.
I've been watching you for an hour, and you ought to be very happy to know that you've won today's Safe Driver Award.
Yeah. I what? You hear that, Molly? I won an award. Safe Driver Award.
My goodness, isn't that wonderful?
Oh, boy.
Not that you haven't earned it. I never had such a safe ride in my life. It scared me to death.
Now, if you'll just let me have your driver's license, sir, I'll put this sticker on it.
Whoops.
Driver's license? Yeah. Well, you see, officer, gee whiz. There must be lots of safe drivers, more safe than me in all this town. Give it to them. Give it to somebody else. I don't have...
No, sir. Huh. This award is yours.
Hmm.
You deserve it. I'd like to paste it right on your license, just like a gold star on your report card.
Well, now, officer, you're in a hurry. Why don't you just let himself paste it on the license himself?
Yeah, that's it. I'll take it. I'll paste it on when I get home and get my license off of that. When I get home, I'll...
No, you just hand me the license, sir, and
now,
I'll...
You might stick it on crooked or something. You know, a beautiful seal like that ought to be put on real neat. Ought to press it in between a couple of books, maybe, or...
Oh, he's so prissy about things, officer. He just can't stand things crooked.
Well, all right, Mr. McGee. Take it along with you and stick it on yourself.
Oh, I will. I certainly will. I'll stick it on myself. Right on my forehead. Oh, you mean... myself. Okay.
Thank you so much, officer.
Oh, not at all. Wish we had more like him. Good luck.
Oh, thanks, mister. I mean, copper, or officer. Goodbye.
Oh. McGee, watch out for his motorcycle. It's right in...
Let's see, June, July, August. Well, what do you know? I ought to be out in time for the Elks picnic.
River and Molly return in a moment. Now is the season when everybody looks for easy meals, and for that you'll want Reynolds Wrap, the pure aluminum foil that saves work and saves food. Take a meatloaf, for example. That's pretty easy to start with. But when you wrap the loaf in Reynolds Wrap, with the edges tightly folded, you let it bake without any tending or basting. Just open the wrap the last few minutes for browning, and you have no pan to scour afterwards. Use your own favorite recipe. It'll turn out far more luscious than ever before, with all the juices and flavor kept in. Less oven shrinkage, actually more meat. Serve it in the foil and keep your platter clean, too. Wrap what's left in the same foil to store in your refrigerator. You'll find that second serving is also more luscious, juicier. Stock up on Reynolds Wrap in standard 25-foot rolls and jumbo economy rolls 75 feet. Also, heavy-duty Reynolds Wrap, half a yard wide. Get the original and genuine, made by the world's largest producer of aluminum foil, the Reynolds Metals Company.
Solar Trivia had quite a talk with the judge about me while I waited, you see.
What did he tell the judge?
Oh, he told him who I was. All about me. Sort of a character reference, you might call it. Judge dismissed the case.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
My goodness, I didn't realize what an important person you are around town, Dave.
Oh, sure. As soon as the judge really understood all about me, he said that any cop that was stupid enough to park a bike in front of a car I was driving deserved to have it run over.
Reynolds Metals Company, pioneers of progress through aluminum, has brought you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed with Bill Thompson, Gail Gordon, Arthur Q. Bryan, Dick LeGrand, Jack Crucian, and me, Harlow Wilcox. Don't forget to see Mr. Peepers on NBC Television Sunday nights. And be sure to be with us again next Tuesday evening. Good night.
Tonight, play Two for the Money with Herb Shriner on NBC.